This podcast may contain adult themes.
This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not to be taken as legal or psychological advice.
The views and opinions in this podcast are expressly our own, and they do not reflect the views and opinions of any organizations we have previously or currently worked with.
All right. Okay. Got it. We're recording. You have your script ready?
I do have my script ready. I'm feeling excited so that my voice sounds excited.
Yeah. Okay. And remember, you are podcast host one.
I am podcast host one because I'm number one.
That is correct.
Okay. Just so that I can see the screen as well. My eyes are working.
Okay. You ready?
Hey. Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, are you tired of toxic workplaces and the negativity that comes with them?
Well, we hear you, and we're here to shake things up. Welcome to Let's Break Up Toxic Workplace Stories, the podcast that's all about breaking up with workplace toxicity.
I'm Nicola, and I'm here with my co-host Gina. Together, we're taking a real-life experience. Wow.
I started over. Just read the words that are there.
Eyes work. I'm Nicola, and I'm here with my co-host, Gina. Together, we're going to explore real-life experiences of workplace toxicity and offer a sense of encouragement and unity.
That's right. We're tackling the tough topic of negativity in the workplace and turning it into a movement for positivity.
We'll be interviewing guests to share their experiences and offer practical solutions for dealing with workplace toxicity. Our aim is to promote solidarity and a sense of community amongst our listeners.
Let's Break Up is quickly becoming the go-to source for anyone looking to share and then ditch the drama and create a happier, healthier work environment.
So join us each week as we explore the various forms of toxicity in the workplace, and we offer practical solutions. We doubled up on that sentence. Did you just realize that?
So join us each week as we explore various forms
of workplace. Okay, yeah, we doubled up that sentence. Okay. So join us each week as we explore the various forms of toxicity in the workplace. Get ready to laugh, learn, and join the revolution against red flags and toxic workplaces.
We can't wait to share our passion project and help you break up with those toxic workplaces. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell all your friends.
In this week's episode.
I think we did okay.
I think we did fine. Okay. So as our pregame chat.
Yes.
I'm curious to know, curious minds must know. I'm curious to know if other podcasters work as hard as we do.
I'm sure they do, but here's my thought about it. Like the ones that are like the big podcasts, like,
oh no, they obviously,
well, right. They have like an army of people who are doing the writing and the researching and all that.
I would love someone to do the writing and the research. Wouldn't that be cute?
It would be. I mean, I don't think this type of podcast could ever be like written.
No.
Because, you know, it's very much like we're just sharing, you know, we're commiserating.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, that's very true.
All right. Tell me about you. What's up with you? You got anything on our kitty of stories?
No, things have been going, you know, just going. I don't know what else to say about my life. I just feel like my life is so boring now that I'm a mom. Like, I don't really do anything. Like, my aim in life these days is to go to bed like before 9.
That kind of happens when you're a mom.
Yeah. So I'm just like, ooh, this is great. I get to go to bed before 9 tonight.
You know, I saw a meme the other day that said, you know, when you're a kid, all you want to do is stay up late. And then you're an adult and it's like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And it's like, you're like, yes, I can't wait. This is going to be amazing.
I'm into some fresh sheets. Oh, I could have easily done with another hour of sleep this morning. Easily.
Same. Because what I keep kind of doing is I do this like really fun thing where I wake up around like that witching hour of like 3:34.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
To like, lately it's been to pee, but for while we were, while I was working at the place we met, I would be like mentally just abused and done by like 7:30. I'd get into bed at 7:30 and then I'd wake up at like midnight or one and I wouldn't be able to fall asleep for like 2 hours.
Was it like crippling anxiety at that time?
Just, I don't know if it was anxiety. It was just, I couldn't shut my brain off.
You know, I would wake up at like 3 a.m. with crippling anxiety thinking that something has gone horribly wrong.
Which was most likely the truth. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. And 9 times out of 10, it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for you, it was definitely the truth. I just remember the first day that I worked there, like that I was kind of released into the wild. Like my WhatsApp wouldn't stop going off. Like from 10 p.m. on. And I quickly had to like be like, all right, that's not what we're doing. Like, that's not how I work. That's not how anyone should work.
Well, I'm curious to maybe talk to our guest today about some of these feelings that we had, because we're talking to a doctor.
Ooh, fancy. Very fancy. Yeah.
Oh, so fancy. And she has a PhD in psychology.
Right. Which, and she's going to be talking
a little bit fancy for us.
Very fancy. Very fancy.
I almost feel like we need like mimosas and canapes. I think this one's going to be interesting because I'm curious to kind of maybe use our workplace as an example of.
Well, so she also is going to be talking about like what frenemies and how women often try to cut down other women. And
yeah,
I mean, the majority of people at our workplace were women, and I absolutely felt that.
I love that the name is called Behind Frenemy Lines. That's quite entertaining.
That's her book, right?
Yeah. I find that's quite catchy, babes. Well played. Mm-hmm. Well played. I don't know what we're getting at. She looks really pretty.
You know what I think is so, it's like, it's so funny is that some people Zoom, like the picture, like the Zoom picture will look one way. And then when you actually see them, you're like, it looks very different. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. I
had a work. Okay. So not often do we use Zoom, right? We use Teams for work. And
right.
I had a Zoom call yesterday and I take the Zoom call and I'm like, sorry, just let me change my background.
Yeah.
It was a good topic. It was a good like icebreaker.
Oh, cause you had this up. I love it.
I'm like, sorry, I usually use my Zoom for podcasting. Sorry about that.
Who does know about this
at work?
No, but I'm saying like, at your work,
everybody.
Oh, you told a bunch of people. Okay. I feel
I was like, cool. Look, just to be upfront, I'm doing a podcast about toxic workplaces. Strap yourselves in. Won't talk about us, but you know, we've already recruited in 2 people from this workplace to talk about toxic workplaces. Strap yourselves in.
Yeah. I mean, it's been interesting because anytime I've actually like mentioned to like I'm as part of my like bikini prep, who, side notes, nobody sponsored me yet. Are you shocked? I'm shocked.
You know what I am? Cause I've seen your banging wee body and I would sponsor you if I could.
Oh my God. Also though, like me and my coach, like we laugh all the time. We're very close friends. We've known each other for quite some time, but I have to send like weekly progress check-in pictures. So it's like me in like a thong and like a sports bra.
Is he just collecting these for like a spank bank?
No. He has tons of clients.
My point. Totally.
No. Men. He doesn't just coach women, you men.
Whatever he's keen on.
But anyway, so like, no, invariably, I look like a fucking potato that just rolled out of bed in every single progress picture. And like, we make fun of it all the time. He'll like WhatsApp me back and I'll be like, I am at maximum potato status right now. Cause like my hair is like this. I'm not trying to like make my face look nice in any way. Cause it's truly just about comparing like week to week. So, he was like, he's like, literally everyone's check-in pictures are god awful. He's like, and then I'll see them in person. I'll be like, oh damn, their body looks good. But like their check-in picture is like invariably.
Is it just like just adding like an extra like 20 pounds you didn't need?
No, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, you know, cause you're not really trying, you're not posing. You're not.
Can you share one?
No, cause they're truly horrific.
I'm so here for it.
Maybe I'll send you one personally okay. at some point, but my body looks very stroke. Yeah, and my body looks very lopsided. I don't know why. You've seen me in real life. I don't think it's very lopsided.
I don't feel like you are lopsided.
I'm not. But in the progress pictures, I always look like it. Like it highlights every single asymmetry a normal body would have. So anyway.
Oh my God. You look like a potato. Can you imagine what my progress photo would look like? I would look like a fucking elephant.
No, like we're just.
And I'd have like little wrinkly ankles and it would just be like a cankle. And then it would be like, oh, Nicola's progress picture still looks like an elephant.
They'd be like, she's such a cute elephant. Well, I guess I'm a cute potato. I don't know. But actually I'm not, because in the pictures, like my face looks jacked up as well. Cause half the time I'm doing them. So I have to send them in on Mondays and I send them in at the end of the day, Monday. And I'm just like Monday exhausted. And I'm exhausted and I'm about to get in the shower. Cause I'm not going to put on like a sports bra and whatever, just to do the pictures. So it's like, whatever I got on underneath my clothes is what he's getting. And half the time, like my thong is like one side's higher than the other or like twisted or something. And he'll be like, what is going on? And I'll be like, dude, like it is what it is. Just, you know, go for it. But yeah, so looking like a potato. But no, I have not yet been sponsored, but I think you asked me. Oh, so like this morning, so as part of my bikini prep, I've been doing some lymphatic drainage massage.
Yeah.
And
oh, that would be nice. I'd love me that.
Big fan of it.
I would love it.
This morning, she was like, so I went this morning and she was like, what did you eat? And I was like, broccoli, cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. And she was like, girl, you're gonna have the biggest shit today. And I was like, yes. So I'm excited for that.
But because lymphatic drainage also makes you pee a lot too.
It just kind of, and it helps like with fat loss because it helps to break up the fat a little bit. It's not a magic cure, like you're not gonna lose 20 pounds, but like
there it adds like one to the help.
Yes, it helps certain things along, helping your body like filter, you know, fat out and all of that. But I just think it's so funny. She could like, she's really good. But so my point here is anytime I tell anyone that I started a podcast and I tell them what it's about, A, they laugh at the name of our podcast. I think
it's the best name ever.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, that's so good. And then they always are like, well, when am I going to be on?
So- always. That's always the next question. It's like, oh, have I got a story for you? It's like, yes. How many people have been impacted by shitty toxic
workplaces? A lot. I think, you know, even yesterday, our interview from yesterday, he was describing a toxic workplace before he landed where he was. And he might not have realized it. I think he's just now too positive.
True. Okay, hold on. So I was interviewing for a job. This is last year. So 2022, I interviewed for a job, and being in a very male dominated industry, 100% they were looking for a guy, 100%. They weren't even fucking interested in asking me questions.
Were you like, by the way, I'm as tall as most men?
I wanted to go there, but I actually ended up, so I knew like within the first like 20 minutes. So it was an hour interview.
Was it on Zoom or in person?
It was on Zoom. Okay. And they, of the hour interview, I spoke for maybe 15 minutes tops.
Oof.
Nah. And they spoke the rest of the time asking me really like condescending questions. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So I'm just going to pull it up because I actually ended up drafting commentary on it. Because I was like, if he rings me and he's like, sorry, you didn't get the job, which I knew he wouldn't.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Feedback on interview.
Okay.
Okay. So also, ring.
I also just want to let you know that, you are such a nerd for doing this. Anyway,
what, yes. Scripting things before I have conversations with people.
Yeah, you're such a nerd.
Okay, so strap yourself in. Ring, ring. Okay, wait, you're the guy. You're ringing to tell me I don't have the job. So you ring. Ring me.
Bring, bring.
Kia ora, Nicola speaking.
Hi, Nicola. You are unfortunately not getting the job you interviewed for.
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I give you just a little bit of feedback around the interview?
If it was Gina, I'd be like, no, because that's not your place. But this person might be a lot nicer than me. So I'm going to say, yes, sure.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to interview with you for the role and learning more about the team and the position. Did you have any feedback for me regarding the interview or the interview notes that I could use to improve my skills going forward?
You're not a man.
If it's okay with you, I wanted to ask for the opportunity to provide some feedback on the interview panel and the interview process itself. To be honest, I'm not surprised I didn't get the role or the opportunity to move forward. It was probably one of the top two worst interviews I've ever taken part in.
You went out.
The first of which said girls cannot do bloke jobs. So as you can imagine, it must not have been great to make the top two.
Okay, what else?
Of the 1 hour interview, I only really spoke for 15 minutes. The rest of the 45 minutes were used by the interviewers.
Were they all men?
Yeah. This didn't give the indication that they were in fact interested in getting to know if I was suitable fit for the role. And the second thing that it highlighted for me was the consistent request for me to ask questions. While I'm usually curious and learn more about businesses as we go, this isn't really the place. And many of the questions I had already been answered by the lengthy answers given.
Yeah, by you guys talking for like a million hours. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
The final aspect of feedback I wanted to share was that the interview felt incredibly biased. Of the few questions I had been asked about myself, the questions came off as predetermined or condescending, some of which were closed questions, only offering yes or no answers. To give some specific examples that really stood out to me, questions like, is Beep your own company? This indicated that there was little trust that I had spent 4 years working my way up to the head of e-commerce for a company, even if I was able to provide a reference. Another question that really had me puzzled was the question about my engagement in contracting roles. The question again was closed and very negatively framed. Why, instead of staying in roles, did you choose to contract? This indicates that there is a bias was already placed on the value that contract roles provide to individuals and the opportunity to learn more industries and engage with a wide range of contractors. The question
that does it really matter? Like if you're contracted with a company for like however many years, it still shows longevity, because maybe the company, like we have someone who works for us and she's been contract for like 7+ years or something. Exactly. And we are basically her full-time job, but it allows her to take on additional projects if she wants to make additional money.
So then my last comment was, yes, the question that probably unsettled me the most was, what makes you think
have a vagina?
Pretty much. What makes you think you won't get bored in this role?
Why did that unsettle you?
You'll see now. Okay, as a skilled, highly motivated professional, I get the job done. My role is to keep people safe in a way that is supportive, focused on people first, innovative, and empathetic. My manager's role is to support me in doing so. And if I'm flagging to my manager or leader that the role is becoming monotonous, the mark of a good leader supports, encourages, and offers opportunities for development. So it was sad for me to hear that I would be questioned on my personal motives on boredom within the workplace.
It's funny because I think when you reach a certain level in your career, smaller companies or companies in general think you'll get bored. And it's like people like you and me who have like a natural entrepreneurial resilient spirit, we'll keep ourselves busy.
We will find all the things to do and we will fix all the things that are broken while we're finding the stuff to do.
Yes. Like in my company, like there are like during Lunar New Year, also known as Chinese New Year, there's a lot of work just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right. Cause China and
great opportunity for admin, great opportunity to update policies. That's
exactly what I did. That's what I did. I tried to like generate some new business. You know, there's tons of things that can be done. So
thank you. It's like boredom is a state of mind. If you're thinking that I'm going to be bored with something, then you obviously haven't taken the time to get to know me and understand that, you know, that thing about engaging and being proactive around not being bored. And if I am bored, that's my manager. Oh, Amber's here.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But also, it's kind of just like, why do you think this job it might be boring?
Yeah,
like,
why do you think it's going to be boring? Red flag you, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to share your story, we would love to hear from you.
Also, leaving a review helps us create more content because it shows us there's an interest in this topic.
For those of our listeners who do better with reading, we have closed caption available on YouTube.
See you next week, same time and same place.